There is, as you can tell by looking at the description in the brochure, there is some overlap in what Cynthia and John Rex were talking about, but hopefully we can approach it from just a little bit different perspective, because both of these topics deal with governance. And I think at the outset, a way for us to kind of frame this, hopefully, is with my colleague here to the right, is to talk about the various eras, if you will, in the quiver of good governance. We know that we have the AG, the Office of the Attorney General, would be one of those quivers. The Internal Revenue Service is a quiver. The Department of Labor, in certain cases.
Excuse me, Mike, that would be an arrow.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. You've seen us before, haven't you? This is a little early for her to correct me, but not unexpected. Sorry. Thank you.
That wasn't even planned.
Rarely is it. Or let me put it the way, she doesn't give me exact notice where they're coming from. The arrows are coming from. Thank you. Another arrow, the Department of Labor, as we pointed out. And those are with the OAG, Department of Labor, the IRS, the local DA. They're all external eras, if you will. What we really want to focus on before we have to engage those external eras that have unique characteristics to them or definitions when they can actually be used. They're not out there just to solve the everyday problems necessarily of poor governance on the part of the fiduciaries.